Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. San Juan Regional Medical Center is your community hospital, committed to making life better for the communities we are privileged to serve. In fact, better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. What matters most to our patients matters most to us. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so you can get the quality care you need right here at home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, celebrating life better here since 1910. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin, and guess what? Megan Kolub isn't here today. Again, that's two Fridays in a row. She's really on a roll, but she is working at her other position this morning, and so we certainly can appreciate that, but we miss her, of course, when she is not here. But in her absence, I have welcomed in a new co-host for the program today, someone that has to work with me day in and day out here at KSJE, and his name might be familiar to many of you because it's Scott. Scotty Duran is here from KSJE, filling in for Megan this morning as my co-host on That's Interesting. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Hello, everybody. It's fun to be in this chair. I'm usually here.
Is it really fun, or are you just saying
to
be nice?
I'm kind of nervous about doing this, but you are absolutely right. It's a struggle to be here every day.
Right. Well, that's true.
No, it's a breeze. I was sitting here actually watching you do all this stuff because I've done a little bit of actually working behind the camera over there for Cop Shop.
And sure.
You have this whole Zen flow to the way you do things over there that I can't figure out how you do it because I'm like nervously panicking.
Okay, well.
But you got it down.
But man. I do it every day. Impressive. And you only do it once a week or so.
Something
that's
like
maybe
that.
The difference maybe. That it is. But once anyway, but you're learning, and that's good.
Yes.
And so I appreciate that. So for folks who aren't familiar maybe with what it is that you do here, you are the host of World Beat. So folks who listen on Saturdays certainly should recognize your voice and your name.
Hopefully.
Yeah, you know, I would hope so. You've been doing that show for a while.
Almost 5 years working here with you, but I think I had like a year, maybe a year and a half.
Yeah.
So actually,
before you started
six
working
or so.
Yeah.
Doing World Beat, which has been a blast. I mean,
nice.
That was a dream come true.
Right.
I always wanted to do radio, and
here you are.
Opportunity. Yeah.
There you go. And now you're doing visual radio today.
Yeah.
How about that?
You know,
one more line to the resume.
Just stepping it up.
Exactly. And so World Beat, of course, is a world music show Saturday mornings.
Yes.
11 to 12.
Yes, sir.
In the morning. So for folks who maybe haven't tuned in, maybe they will now. Let's hope they'll give it a listen.
Yes, please do. I mean, it's a lot of African drum style beats and things like that, some traditional style of like Hispanic music. But I like to incorporate some of the newer stuff, you know, some more of I guess you would call synthesizer stuff added to it. But I try to incorporate all of it and try to bring as much out to the people as I can.
So right.
Hopefully it's working. I don't quite know.
Well, we need some feedback, I guess.
Yeah, nobody's yelled at me.
No,
so
well, that's good. I certainly haven't.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
No angry emails.
No. So that's all good. That's all good. Well, this is That's Interesting, everyone. And, of course, the show only works when you call in. So I want to just take a little bit of a break and give the phone number to folks who are out there this morning to give us a call and share what's interesting in your world or say hi to Scott and Scotty. You can certainly give us a call, 505-566-3909. That's 505-566-3909, because people tell me I don't give the phone number enough.
Oh,
so I got to do that.
You're just being stingy.
I got to give the phone number. But it's in the crawl at the bottom of the screen that we have running now. So you can now just read it off the screen and dial in and call in. But I wanted to ask you, too.
Yes.
Scott Duran, what the job, the other job that you do here, because World Beat is just a small part of the job that you have.
That is correct.
And there's a whole lot of other stuff that keeps you busy, which is why you have to deal with me every day. Every day. So sorry.
Yeah, no. It would have been hilarious to, you know, tell people I deal with you every day and I only do the one show.
Right, yeah.
Why is he there all the time?
Why is it taking 5 days to do an hour show?
Yeah.
That's not true.
Music is hard to find. No.
Yeah.
My other job is actually the radio technician. The official title is head radio technician, but I'm the only technician.
Right.
Besides Scott, actually. Scott's also another technician.
I guess so. This. That's true.
Primarily, what I do here is that I make sure all the shows have been updated and are timed out correctly.
From week to week.
Yeah.
Because they change.
Yeah. Right. And make sure that they're correct and ready to be brought out to air. I do a little bit of PR work. You know, I try to help out and do posts and stuff like that as well. Try to get out the information about the shows that are coming up. Interact with some of our local our local hosts and stuff like that. Try to help them when they're here in the studio, make sure that their shows are going perfectly as they're doing their stuff. Another thing that I actually do is also help out with Red Coat stuff. Every once in a while, I'll go out and do Red Coats to help out.
You're a member of the Farmington Chamber of Commerce for Red Coats. And folks would see you around at some of the ribbon cuttings and things like that where the Red Coats go. So.
Yeah, trying to represent the KSJEA. Trying to, you know,
wear
this shirt all the time.
Right. Appreciate it. There you go.
Try to just promote KSJ as much as I possible. But that's kind of what I do. I mean, whatever Scott Micklin generally needs me to do is what I do.
That's a long list. but you definitely keep track of the programs, and that's important because the station's on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so it takes someone like you to make sure that the new shows are coming in and updated properly and ready to go. And then 4 times a year, the programming shifts a little bit in the evenings because some shows end and some shows start. And our opera series on Sundays goes for maybe 6 months or so, but that changes twice a year. And so there's always some things that are going on that you need to kind of be aware of and be able to update. And our programs come from multiple sources. We have a satellite dish here, and some download automatically, and others come in through the internet, and some you just kind of have to find on their websites and get them into the system, as it were.
Yeah, basically, I try to do a little bit of, I guess you would consider to be IT work in some aspects of that. Sure. But a lot of it also with you. Scott Micklin helps me with a lot of that stuff. So it's a big cooperation of teamwork on that aspect. But yeah, just trying to get the shows properly organized and things like that and make sure that they're there.
Right.
And, you know, hopefully people, again, are liking it.
Yeah. Well,
the teamwork that we got, you know what I mean?
I think they are. So we have a caller. How about that?
I'm excited. This is my first one.
All right. So let's see who's on the phone this morning. Good morning. You're on KSJE. Thank you for calling in this morning to That's Interesting.
Good morning. It's Joan Moniker with Aztec Museum in Pioneer Village.
Hello, Joan Moniker. Nice to have you on the program. And thank you for calling in because you have an event coming up this weekend that's interesting.
We do have an event coming up. It is the Aztec Oktoberfest, which is happening in the town of Aztec. But at the museum, we're offering a free admission day again. So from 10 to 4 p.m., there'll be no admission. And we've got some things going on tied into the German Oktoberfest event.
Very, very good. And so some of the other events that are going on as part of Oktoberfest in Aztec, I know it's kind of a town, citywide thing, correct?
It is. It's going to be even bigger and better than last year. It's put on by the Aztec Chamber of Commerce and the City of Aztec. And it's a block party. It's a car show, of course. It's a beer garden, because with Oktoberfest, without a beer garden, vendors, food trucks, and music, all of that going on downtown. And that is all day, so from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Very, very good. And, of course, the Pioneer Village is just right near Main Street. It's literally on Main Street, and so it's not very far to get to the Aztec Museum and Pioneer Village. And as you mentioned, you've got a free admission day, and so for folks who haven't been in a while, I know your volunteers have been working on the buildings and of course always some interesting exhibits and things. Give us a little plug for that.
First I'm going to give a shout out to Paul and Melody, who are the choir and band directors at Aztec High School. They had their band and choir kids out last weekend cleaning the village. So as you can imagine, a lot of dust accumulates over the summer. And so everything is sparkling clean. We've got a special German-themed exhibit we put together just for this weekend. It'll go through the end of October. And we actually will close for the season at the end of October. So this is everyone's big chance to get out there and especially to have free admission. We got Norman Garrison and Devin Neely operating the Hustler Press again, although Devin has told me he's not wearing lederhosen, which I think is disappointing,
right? Well, that is disappointing, yeah. I don't know what's wrong with Devin Neely. But
you
yeah.
had your kilt on
I
for
did.
Highland Games.
Right.
To be fair that he does this.
Yeah.
We welcome Lederhosen and Dirndls. And so we got Norman and Devin out there operating that. So it's one thing to have to see the old Hustler Press sitting there static, but it's quite another thing to see it operating. And so that's pretty cool. We've got a kids' craft table set up in the Pioneer Village so kiddos can make their own alpine hats. And there's some history and tradition behind alpine hats. They look a bit like Peter Pan or Robin Hood, but
Right.
medieval archer's hats, but a little different than the alpine hat. So we've got that going on. And like I said, we have kind of some neat items we pulled out of our collection that were German related. We did a kind of a search. And then we have items on loan from the community, including some really beautiful beer steins, which fits in with the Oktoberfest theme, and a trick stein, which if people want to know what the trick stein is, you got to come out and see it.
Interesting. I'm assuming it does tricks or has something tricky to it.
There is a trick.
But we have to come to see it. Okay. And that makes sense that we'd have to come over.
And my understanding is a lot of American GIs that spent time posted in Germany brought home these trick signs.
Okay.
You may have some folks laughing in your audience right now.
It makes sense to me. And some of the other exhibit pieces that you found in your collection, do they have obviously, I would think they would have a connection to Aztec. They were maybe brought here or part of families who moved here or immigrated here. Is that kind of the story a little bit?
Yeah, that is the story. The first thing we did was a search within our database looking for just German-related items. And honestly, we didn't find a lot. So then I called up Mike Maddox, San Juan County historian, and said, what do you know about German families or German anything? And so we didn't find a ton, but we do have some interesting. We have a German Bible that was in our collection. And I was kind of excited because we had a collection of Hummels. And, Hummels, very German.
Right.
And it was a nun. It was Bertha Hummel, who later became Sister Maria Innocentia when she joined the convent. But she did all the artwork that became Hummels. And that really was to bring money to her convent and to help pay for their ability to give art classes at a German girls' school. And so those are really interesting. So we have this whole collection, and then I got a book on loan from someone that is a 1950 book, which is a copy of a 1934 book of Sister Maria's artwork. And she actually did a lot of religious artwork as well. And she died just at the end of World War II. So kind of a whole interesting story. And she went to art school in Munich and would have gone to Oktoberfest. So again, it all circles back.
There you go.
Wow.
There's a theme, cool. A definite theme, Joan Moniger. And it's so thrilling that you called in. And I wanted to go back and talk about the press just a minute, not to give Devin Neely more grief about not wearing lederhosen tomorrow, but the fact that you call it the Hustler Press, and I just want to make sure everyone understands why it's called that, because the name of the newspaper that was printed was the Hustler newspaper. And then I believe it was the Times Hustler newspaper that begat today's modern Daily Times after a few more sales and mergers and things along that line, just to bring that story kind of a little more context.
Well, I think that you got the context exactly right. So, yeah, the Farmington Daily Times kind of grew out of the Hustler Press. And so this was the press that newspaper was printed on back in the day. And it does still operate. And it was donated to us by Norman Garrison of Garrison Graphics. And I think he also will not be in Lederhosen.
That's okay.
But we're just delighted to have him. He and his wife, Deanie, they're just lovely people. And we've got him coming out. And it'll be operating. And like
right.
I said, it's neat to see that operate.
Fun to see. Yeah, exactly. And for
and
kids.
You've got the history exactly right on it.
Thank you very much. Well, and I think for kids to see how these printed things were done when the press was operating, it's still not too far from how they're how things are printed today, although maybe a bit more electronics and things along that line, a little faster. But the idea that, you know, to make a newspaper back in the day, this is the work that had to go into it. So that will be a live demonstration tomorrow at the Pioneer Village.
Yeah, and, you know, that's when, you know, kids and people come out, that is what they're seeing all over the museum at Pioneer Village, is the way things used to be done. So whether it's agricultural equipment, oil and gas equipment, whether household things, old toasters, you know, they get a chance to see what life used to be like and just how much maybe simpler but more difficult it was.
Very true. Well, and we do take for granted a lot of those modern conveniences that, that folks just didn't have not too long ago. And the coolest thing I think about the Aztec, one of the coolest things about the Aztec Pioneer Village, is the buildings that are the actual buildings that have been moved to that site that really have a historic significance in the history of San Juan County. And the museum is to be commended for maintaining them and opening them up for us to see on days like Saturday for free admission and others. And so I encourage folks to go check it out and also to join me in support of the Aztec Museum.
Yes, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Joan. Thanks for calling in today. Really appreciate it. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I just give a quick shout out, because we have been working really hard to just restore and paint some of the buildings, and we got some money, some financial backing from City of Aztec, more than we usually get. So we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to them. And thank you to our volunteer, Jan Redwood, who all month long and at different points during the summer has been really working hard, scraping, sanding, priming, painting, prepping, staining these buildings. And so things are really looking good out there.
Very good. Well, we'll look forward to seeing it tomorrow for the Oktoberfest and Free Admission Day at the Aztec Museum in Pioneer Village.
Forward to welcoming everybody. Thank you so much, Scott. Have a great day.
Thank you, Joan. Thanks for calling in. Joan Moniger, she is the acting director of the Aztec Museum in Pioneer Village, giving us a little phone call this morning about what's interesting in her world, which is, of course, Oktoberfest in Aztec this weekend. How about that?
I mean, that is one heck of a time throughout Aztec.
Right.
And I live in Aztec.
Yeah, see?
So it was, yeah. And then going to see Pioneer has always been, it's always just been cool. It's very interesting to go look
right
at all that
you
stuff.
You probably went in school, I bet. If you went to school
times,
here, you
yes,
would have gone there. But yeah. It's a great it's a great resource.
Oh yeah,
that we have
you,
here.
You will learn a lot about, I mean, but especially about stuff here in Aztec, but just stuff in general. Like
just history,
just bringing stuff from all over the world to check out here in Aztec.
Very
and
true.
It has a significance to us here in Aztec, or
right
here in the Four Corners.
Very true.
So, yeah,
very true.
But I was going to ask her if maybe you can wear the lederhosen.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have any. But yeah, I guess. Possible,
oh, man.
But
back to Devin.
Yeah, Devin can do it. He could do it. He could pull it off.
Oh, yeah.
He probably could pull it off, Devin Neely. But he was there a couple of weeks ago when I was also in Aztec for another event, the Painted Pianos event that was held at Minium Park just across the street there from the Pioneer Village. And so he was running the press at that time as well. So
oh, man, he's just everywhere.
He is. It's great.
Wow.
You know,
you and him.
Does a lot.
Just everywhere.
He does a lot, that's for sure. But a great opportunity to go check out the Aztec Museum in Pioneer Village this weekend, Saturday especially, for free admission. But it's a great time. So that's what one thing that's going on this weekend. The other thing we want to mention that I noticed was that there is the benefit run walk tomorrow morning for the Tibbetts All Abilities Park, which is going to be built at the site of the old Tibbetts Middle School here in Farmington. The city of Farmington is working on that. There's a foundation, of course, that's raising money to build that park. So we encourage you to check that out. It's a fundraiser for that effort, which is happening tomorrow here in Farmington. So you can certainly enjoy that as well.
Yeah. Have you ever done it?
Done what?
The run walk.
The run walk. I do more walk than run. You've met me. Yeah.
I'm right behind you on that one.
I would do more walks than runs. So we had the Cancer Walkathon not too long ago.
We did.
You know, and some other events. You know, that's about
how'd that go, by the way?
My speed. Went well.
Yeah.
It went well.
A lot of people come out.
A lot of people were there.
That's
they always support
like
the Cancer Walkathon. And so we're glad to be sponsors as well. The dog was there. Took the dog out.
Oh, Boris?
Yeah,
Boris
was there. Made an appearance. Tried to behave himself. He did pretty good. I was proud of him. So
nice.
You know, so that was
you're
good.
You're a Russian wolfhound.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Boris was there, so that was a
big dog.
That was a fun event. And we know there's other stuff going on as well. So if you know something going on this weekend, we invite you to give us a call. This is the That's Interesting program here on KSJE. You can give us a call, 505-566-3909, or you can call my office number and no one will answer because I'm here. 505-566-3909, 90.9. That's the phone number for the studio. And that's where we're taking your calls this morning. So give us a call and call in, say hello. Megan is not here. So if you want to talk about Megan, feel free.
Yes.
We're all it.
If you know dirty secrets about Megan, let's air it out on here right now.
Right. Yes. Poor lady. Sure. But she is working today. So we miss her, of course, but it's a live program. So we thought, you know, the show must go on.
Yes.
And so here's Scotty Duran to fill in a little bit again.
Not as pretty, but, well, you know, good company.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? But that's okay. It's all right. Appreciate you stepping up.
Yes.
And filling in. And so what's interesting, you wanted to talk about a couple other interesting things, right, that I asked you to kind of to come to the table with this morning.
Scott, I have something very interesting, and I don't know if you know
Cannot wait. I cannot wait.
It's so interesting. And I don't, like I said, this is especially for you.
It's for me.
Yes.
How
did
thoughtful.
You know,
how thoughtful.
Did what? You know?
What?
Lamborghini has an SUV.
Do they? Really? Lamborghini. Okay.
Yeah, it's a regular joke we have here. I found out a while back that Lamborghini had an SUV, which, I mean, it's not that surprising.
No.
Ferrari had theirs, and
right.
So does Porsche, and I think they all kind of generally came out about the same
right.
time.
Right, but for, I guess you don't really think about Lamborghinis as a big, giant SUV type of a vehicle. They're more of a low, sleek,
sports car.
Fast-moving sports car type of a vehicle. Sure,
yeah.
Right.
I mean, same thing with Ferrari and Porsche.
Yeah.
All them, that, you know, you just don't think about that.
Right.
But, and what made this, back to about making it actually interesting about this, when I was researching about it, because the Lamborghini SUV came out somewhere in, I think they started making it in 2017, came out in 2018. It was like the 2018 model, right?
Right, okay.
But I don't know if you knew this, but Lamborghini actually used to have an off-road vehicle.
Really?
Did you not know that? Did
no,
you know that?
I don't know a lot about Lamborghinis, you know? I just don't.
Well, neither do I, because again, it's always been the long, sleek car, right? But no, I found out doing research about the SUV a while back that Lamborghini actually made an off-road vehicle back in like 1981 called the Lamborghini LM001.
Okay.
All right. And there was this whole off-road vehicle. It kind of looks almost similar to like a Hummer and all those kind of cars.
Oh, okay.
Big wide body.
Right.
And then they made the the LM02. 002.
Okay.
Like, I'm assuming it's a theme for like James Bond or something. Kind of sounds like
maybe. Yeah.
But yeah, then they stopped after that. It was like 1986, and then they stopped making these off-road vehicles, which I found very interesting because I was like, at one point, why were you making off-road vehicles?
Well, you know, like many companies, they may have thought they should diversify and maybe offer more products, and then if the public didn't buy them, I guess they kind of went back to what they do best, which is the sports car.
Right.
You know, but now they're doing an SUV.
Yeah, now apparently. They got SUVs. I mean, they're trying to keep up with the times. I mean, I'm pretty sure eventually they're going to come out with an electric car.
Right.
Oh, first, like, sports electric or something like that.
Right.
So who knows? You know, those sports cars, those sports companies do a lot of great stuff. But I found that very interesting. I just did not know that at one point that Lamborghini did that.
Yeah.
Which, I mean,
really, that is interesting to me, you know. And so I think to the audience as well.
Yeah.
You know.
So now I'm waiting for the Ferrari truck, you know.
Is that what's coming? Maybe?
I'm hoping, you know. Maybe hoping that if I throw this out there, somebody in all those sports companies, those sports car companies, will make me an off-road vehicle. And I would love to be a sponsor, you know. Scott Duran, World Beat host, sponsors the Ferrari truck.
There you go.
And I would love to. Have you seen me in red?
In red?
Yeah, have you ever seen me in red? I look fascinating.
I bet you would.
Just
see? There you go. I'm sending a note here, too. I think we're trying to get a call from...
Oh.
Another person who's calling my office, so it's ringing my cell phone. So let me get a quick little message here to this person. But yeah, we're just let's see how we can do this here. But
if happens when you plaster your phone all over, the internet,
that could do it. I suppose that's true. But that is interesting. And I remember I forget when it came out, but Lincoln had a pickup truck. For a while.
They did.
You remember that, you know?
Yeah.
And it was like a luxury pickup truck, which don't really go together.
It's yeah.
And so it didn't last, I don't think, all that long, because again, I think pickup trucks, people who buy pickup trucks are looking for a specific type of vehicle and a
They are.
utilitarian use of a vehicle,
They are.
and luxury and pickup trucks don't quite go hand in hand to sell enough to make it profitable, I guess is my point. You can
True.
sell, you can make one and people will buy it for sure, and did, but I don't think people buy it in the numbers that you need to keep it going
Right.
as a product line, I guess.
It's
Yeah.
about money.
Yeah.
It's
Well, it
always about
all,
money,
sure, of
right?
course it is. Right.
Especially for those companies,
Right.
but yeah,
Let's see
luxury
how long we
truck.
get the Lamborghini SUVs. We'll see how many years that goes. If they're
I
even still making them, I don't know.
mean, you know what? I tried to look it up, but I
Yeah.
couldn't find it.
Right.
But I noticed that we got a couple
Look
callers,
at this. Now
though.
I got two calls.
I know.
Now I
One
got
of them
two.
might be a family member. I'm scared,
Oh,
so.
okay. Well, I'm not. I'm excited. That might get a family member. Let's see. Let's push the button. And good morning. You're on KSJE. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Good morning, Scott. This is Margaret Claire.
Hi, Margaret Claire. Thank you for calling. I'm glad you're able to get through. So that's exciting too. Yeah. Margaret, of course, for folks who are new to the program, is the new director of the Henderson Fine Arts Center here at San Juan College, is in charge of a lot of public events here at San Juan College. And so, what's interesting in your world?
Well, we have Caliente's Cabaret coming up, and that's October 22nd at the Connie Gotch. And that is our community choir, community chorus. Virginia Nichols is the director, and they're loads of fun. And they're doing their cabaret. They have two performances, one at 6 and one at 7:30, and that's Saturday, October 22nd at the beautiful Connie Gotch Theater.
Wonderful. A week from tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes,
And
we
if you
can.
have not yet been to a Caliente performance, you are missing out. I just have to say that as someone who's been to their performances.
They
Something for
are loads
everyone.
of fun. Something for everyone. And this is their cabaret, so you're going to hear lots of different things. It's not going to be the stand and sing chorus. So it's really a fun evening. They will have complimentary light refreshments outside the theater 30 minutes prior to showtime. So come on down to see that. And they do have a Facebook page, so you can find them at Caliente Community Chorus on Facebook. And there's more information about how to get tickets and all that good stuff.
Okay. Very,
Yeah.
very good. That's
We have
coming
time
up.
for one more.
You do. Go ahead. What else?
So, well, student engagement and the student clubs will be doing their haunted house here in the Henderson Fine Arts Theater. So it's kind of backstage at the theater. So they're going to actually have a walk through haunted house on the 28th and the 29th. It'll be in the evening on the 28th. And open to the public on the 29th. I believe it's from 12 to 5. So the haunted house is backstage at the theater here at the Henderson.
Okay. And I
Nice.
know that Margaret Claire is part of the bigger event here on campus that Saturday of the Halloween Carnival,
Yes, it is.
which is happening kind of adjacent to the Henderson Fine Arts Center out in the Graduation Plaza area. I'm part of the costume contest.
You are?
I'm
Oh,
announcing it. I'm not part of I'm not wearing a costume, but I'm just to be
Okay.
clear. Right. But very exciting, very exciting. And I can't imagine what they're going to do to the theater to make it into a haunted house, but we'll find
Oh,
out.
you know, theaters are spooky anyway backstage,
I
so
guess
this
that's
will be
true.
some spooky fun.
They can be, that's true. Well, Margaret, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
You
Bye.
bet. Thank you very much. And that opens up our other line that we can go to with our other caller. Good morning. You're on the air this morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Scott, this is Roman. How are you tonight?
Roman is calling, and I was worried that
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
missing again this week, Roman.
Oh, man, I saw Megan wasn't there and I almost didn't call in.
Well, that
Just
wouldn't make me feel bad at
thinking
all.
about it. I was going to call no matter what.
What's going
But
on?
talk about next, not tomorrow Saturday, but the following Saturday. It is in Albuquerque, but we're having what we call the 7th Annual Tatanka 5K Run. And what that does is my nephew was a Green Beret who was killed in action in 2016. And he had a newborn son at that time. And what they do is we hold a race, and it helps the Green Beret Foundation, who we found out later was through that process, was a super big help for anybody whose soldier gets killed in action. They actually come out, they support you, they give some support services to the families, they help with travel expenses to go to funerals for out-of-state people. They're just a giant, great resource that we've had to deal with, and they made it, you know, a horrible incident. They make it much more palpable by being able to help you out and guide you along and do those things. Well, obviously, they still do that today. And for other soldiers. And what we do is we hold a race. Our family kind of puts together a race, and they have it in Albuquerque. I know not people are going to want to travel there next Saturday, but if they do, they can look up the Tatanka 5K run. And what that does is, even if they don't attend, they can still donate to the race, and they will get a T-shirt.
Nice.
Basically memorializing that. And the T-shirt and all the funds, 100% of all the funds go towards the Green Beret Foundation. And that's something that our family's been doing now. This is the seventh year since my nephew, Matthew McClintock, has passed away. And we still celebrate him every year. It was his birthday last week. Would have been his 37th birthday. And this is the time of year that we do it. And I'd love to have more people come in. And if they can't make the race, look it up online at Tatanka 2022 Tatanka 5K run. And they can support it by donating. And like I said, all the funds go to the Green Beret Foundation, and they get an awesome shirt every year.
Nice. What a nice thing to remember your nephew. And can you spell that for us, Roman, just for folks who are listening that maybe you're trying to figure out how to find that website?
That is. Thank you very much, because there's like a bunch of ways I found out to spell Tatanka online. But the way he spells it is T-A-T-O-N-K-A.
Got it.
And if you just put Tatanka 5K run out there, there's several different ways to do it. But that was my nephew's call sign in the Green Berets.
Oh. Hey, Roman, I was sitting here thinking, I'm assuming for a lot of this stuff, you guys get volunteers to help you out with the races and things like that, setting things up. Is that correct?
That is correct.
How would people actually find out about being a volunteer to help out and things like that?
Sure. If you actually go to the Tatanka 5K website, it'll actually take you, it has some information where you can contact the people who are setting it up. I don't have the phone number on me right now. We do have a people who run the race for us. It's Matthew's step family, actually, or their in-laws are the ones who actually do the race. It's Core Crew, and there's an email I have. Her name is Jan Bear. It's J-A-N-B-E-A, no R on Jan Bear. It's just J-A-N-B-E-A @gmail.com. And that's the race organizer. They're the ones who will be able to help you out if you want to volunteer, anything you'd like to do. It's going to be held at the Veterans Memorial Park in Albuquerque. So love it. Love that people can show up. Love that people can help out. And, you know, that's really all I called in for today.
All right, Roman. Well, I appreciate you calling in, because that is interesting. And I hope a lot of folks from our area will support this this opportunity. If they can't run or walk in the event, they could certainly maybe make a donation to support the other Green Berets and their families. So it's a great thing to remind us about.
Correct.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. We'll talk to you guys in a couple of weeks.
All right. Have a good one.
See you, Roman.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling in. There you go. We've had a bunch of calls this morning, which is wonderful, right? That's what the show's all about, everybody. And so we really appreciate that. But guess
very
what?
Much so.
We're out of time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. How about that?
Dang, I have way more facts to give.
You have more stuff to give? Well, Megan better watch her back, because, you know, I don't know. Just saying.
Maybe I could just be Guillermo, like, here in the back corner.
We could maybe pull, you could
make me a little podium, and I'll just sit in there and just pan the camera. I'll just give you
right,
a thumbs
up. Right,
you
want to be our extra kind of extra person, like the Guillermo of the Jimmy Kimmel show. Yeah.
There you go. I could pull it off, right?
Maybe you could, but I get you. I'm sure you could. And there's a lot that you can do. So
thank you.
There you go. Well, everyone, we are out of time, I'm sorry to say, but thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening, of course. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another edition of That's Interesting. Next week, of course, is our Solutions from the Street program. It's turning out to be maybe a best of program for next week, because guess who is going to be not available again next week? Yeah, her initials are MC, Megan Cullum. So we'll see what we need to do about that. And it's also somebody else's birthday, so that's why that show may just not happen next
Friday.
Can
I say whose?
I do you know? You don't know.
Next week's birthday? The 21st?
Yeah.
That's your birthday.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Are you surprised
thanks
that
for noticing.
After the 5 years.
Yeah, right. But anyway, so somebody may sleep in next week is all I'm saying, okay. Since Megan's not available. But we appreciate you joining us. Of course, we'll have another program in a couple of weeks. That's interesting. So make a note to call in or we'll remind you. And it show works much better when we have phone calls, of course. So we always appreciate folks taking the time to call in. But until then, thank you for watching and thank you for listening, everyone. Have a great couple of weeks. This is KSJE. Farmington. And thank you, Scott, for coming in, by the way.
You know, we got it. You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
There you go. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. KSJE and San Juan College present the Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week.
Hello, it's me, M&G, from the Student Achievement Center. We're bringing you week 8 of Coaching Tips of the Week. Midterm tips. The best students pre-learn what they're going to cover in class, often by reading over their textbooks, then taking great notes in class, and finally reviewing all of the materials after class. That may sound like a lot, but it's more effective than cramming for long days and nights before exams. Whether it's math or history, retyping, or at least tidying up and annotating, your notes from class is a great way to clarify concepts and help material sink in. Return frequently to previously covered concepts to keep them fresh and utilize them as you are progressing. As you build connections between concepts, you broaden your understanding of the material. Nothing beats flashcards as a study tool, and they are an easy way to notate important concepts for future studying and review. If you don't understand something, address it immediately. Go to office hours, work with a friend, meet with a tutor. Nothing derails learning like building on a shaky foundation.
The Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week, presented by KSJE and the Student Achievement Center at San Juan College. KSJE is supported by the Farmington Museum. What if you could jump into the world of wild krats and swing through the trees like a monkey? Or hunt like a dragonfish? Now you can. Wild Krats, Creature Power, and Ocean Adventure Museum Exhibit, opening September 24th through January 7th at the Farmington Museum. Tickets at farmingtonmuseum.org. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.